You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Raw Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gilpaird from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
I bring to you a word today, and the word is freedom. Turn to your neighbor and shout, neighbor. Freedom! What you may ask me is freedom. Freedom is the acceptable year of the Lord. Somebody shout the acceptable year of the Lord. Can anybody feel the freeness? Check your hands to make sure you don't have any chains on them. Check your feet to make sure you don't have any shackles. The word in your hearing is freedom. Somebody shout the acceptable year of the Lord. Turn your Bibles with me to Isaiah 61, 6:1. When you find it, say amen. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted and to proclaim liberty to the captive, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Somebody shout freedom.
Freedom.
The acceptable year of the Lord. To proclaim, I wanted to underline verse 2. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Turn to a neighbor and tell your neighbor, it's your time of release. Turn to somebody else and tell them, you have been pardoned. Hey, hey, hey. Turn to somebody else and tell them, case dismissed. Tell somebody, the Lord has desire to set you free. Tell your neighbor, freedom has come. It is the acceptable year of the Lord. What is the acceptable year of the Lord, you may ask? This term which Jesus quoted from the book of Isaiah the prophet, I guess it's okay for me to quote it. Jesus did. In the book of St. Luke, when he entered into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and they gave him the scroll and he stood up to read, he read from the book of Isaiah 61 verse 2. And the book of Luke says that when he read it, then he put it down. Come, 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 come. So I desire to understand more about the acceptable year of the Lord. Somebody praise him. You will find where this has been used more than once in the Bible. But the meaning is clear. It is the year in which the full plan and purpose of God's accomplishment has been complete. Somebody shout full circle.
Full circle.
This year, be not, when you say that this is the acceptable year of the Lord, we're not talking about this specific year because it's 2014. This is not talking about a specific year. Hello? But when you decree and declare the acceptable year of the Lord, it simply means that somebody has awakened out of their dreams. It simply means that someone has come to consciousness. Someone has desired to look into themselves and said, I don't belong here. Someone determined that I'm getting out of this pig pen. Someone has come to a decision that I'm going to quit lying. Someone has made a conscious decision that I'm going to stop slandering my brother and my sister. Someone has made a significant change that my life will no longer be the same. Someone has determined that I'm going to change the way I think. I'm going to change the way I do things. So the acceptable year of the Lord depend on people. You can desire to let this be the acceptable year of the Lord in your life. Because the acceptable year of the Lord can show up in your life at a different time from my time. It's a time when I've made up my mind to make a right about. Tell somebody, I've made up my mind that this year is the acceptable year of the Lord. Somebody shout, this year I will be free. Or somebody ought to rise upon your feet and say, I declare this year the acceptable year of the Lord in my life. Come on and hold your shoulder up. Hold up your head. Said, I will look to the hills from whence cometh my help. Said, this is the acceptable year of the Lord. And I decree freedom. So let's go on, be seated. Verse 3 says, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning. God is going to swap out. God is coming to your house and he's going to turn it into a swap shop. Give me your ash and I'll give you beauty. Come on. Tell somebody, God is in the trading business with me. I said, God is in the trading business. Oh, kumbiasa. God is coming to turn your house into Wall Street. Oh, Lord God, help me, Holy Ghost. Tell somebody that the stocks are going up, baby. The stocks are going up. How much ass do you got? Oh, Lord. Somebody praise him. The oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Anybody sick and tired of being sick and tired? Anybody sick and tired of crying? Anybody just feel so heavy? Anybody feel like there's a weight on your shoulder? One that you can't shake? I know some of you shake yesterday, but you still feel heavy. I'm in the trade-out business, y'all. That they might be called. Tell somebody I'm getting a name change. That they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. I'm getting a name change. Come on, turn to a neighbor and say, I am the tree of the Lord. If I'm God's tree, don't expect to see any dry leaves. Say, honey, this year, the acceptable year of the Lord, I'm just bearing fruit. Say, neighbor, don't hate. It's my year. Oh, Lord, God, help me. Somebody praise him. Listen what is going to happen now. And they shall build the old wastes. They shall rise up the former desolation. Tell somebody I'm getting my work clothes on. I'm taking my tools out. I'm getting busy now. So now you understand why some folks can't build. You're too heavy. You're too sad. Huh? Gotta put the weight down, man. You can't build with it, man. Come on. Somebody bless God. They shall repair the waste cities, the desolation of many generations. Tell somebody I'm about to even rebuild my city. Tell somebody not moving. I'm going to do something about this crooked city.
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743. Again, that's 561-429-5743. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter, and visit the website at godintheraw.org.
Tell somebody I'm about to take the mayor's job. Yes. So come on, tell somebody I'm going to clean up this mess. Because the Lord has anointed me to do so. Oh, somebody bless God. And strangers shall stand and feed your flocks. Oh, some of you didn't even hear that. Somebody just got distracted. Strangers is going to show up and take care of your flocks. Hey, I know somebody ought to be smiling now. Come on, knock that heaviness off your shoulder and say, this is the year of the Lord. Say, neighbor, look at my back. Do you see anything on my back? Brush it off. Brush. Woo! Tell somebody it's going to get real, real good. And the sons of the aliens take all this ugliness off of me, I'm going to be looking real good. Just like that. Say, come on, boy, that vineyard over there needs to be pruned. Hello? Come on, just run down to the bank and take care of dust and dust. Come on now, come on. Somebody bless God. Turn to your neighbor and say, you thought I was going to be a slave forever? Come on, tell somebody, you thought I was going to look so dried up and ashy? Come on, look at somebody there. You thought that I was going to be wearing sackcloth all the days of my life? Somebody bless God. I'm giving you two more verses. But he shall be named the priest of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. He shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall he boast yourself. And then you tell me I'm too cute. Hello? Not your neighbor. Say, neighbor, I haven't even put on the right dress yet. I haven't put on the right suit yet. Say, neighbor, I'm not even wearing the right shoes. Say, are you kidding? What are you talking about, girl? This is my ash. When I got the right stuff on, I'm going to be walking like Jenna Lee. Say, honey, what you hating over this? Come on, not your neighbor. Said you ain't seen nothing yet.
Come on now.
Let me take the last verse. And your shame. No, for your shame, he shall have double. For your shame, double. Now, some of you don't want to be ashamed. Come on, look at the neighbor and just say, shame me if you can. Just say, so you may know some stuff about me. Tell it. Put it on Facebook. Put it on Instagram. Now, just put it out there. What's the heck? Put it out there! Hey, who am I talking to? There are some folks don't even want to come out of their house because you're ashamed. You're so ashamed. Maybe you got your car repo. So what? So I messed up. So what? So you say I'm not all that. So what? Now your neighbor says, talk some more. Say, honey, just do what you do. Just talk some more, man. And for your confusion, you shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess the double. Everlasting. everlasting joy shall be unto them. Somebody ought to leap in the presence of God. I said somebody ought to leap. Some of you are too heavy. Hey! Some of you are too heavy. Leap, man. This is so good. And your look at that. Look at that. That's what I'm talking about. Somebody shout, double, 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 double. You see how I told you her testimony yesterday, and you see you didn't hear some of the things I told you, right? That's a humble heart. You don't got to know everything. Come. Oh, somebody bless God. She just got up and just tell you the good part. You know, God just wipe it out. Oh, somebody bless God. I'm coming to you because the King James Version sometimes can be hard to understand. So can I amplify it for you? I believe if you sat down under King James, you will arise under Gateway. Some of you that were too heavy to leap is going to find strength to leap. So come with me. Listen. The Spirit of God, the Master, is on me because God has anointed me. Whose spirit is on me? Somebody shout, the Master. He sent me to preach good news to the poor. So we have some preacher that think I preach too many good messages. Yeah, some preacher like to preach and knock an eye out the socket. Hello? This is what the Lord have anointed me to do. Somebody shout, good news. So you know when I show up with bad news, you know I can't help myself. Oh, somebody bless God. Come on, somebody bless God. Said, give me some good news. I could really use some good news. To heal the broken. Announce freedom to all captives. Somebody shout, all. What the acceptable year of the Lord means. It's a year of grace. It's a year of favor. Somebody praise him. Somebody praise him. A celebration of God. Destruction of our enemies. The year of the Lord is a year of celebration for the destruction of our enemies. Oh, so you thought you were just going to beat up on God's people and just beat up and get away with it? Tell somebody the acceptable year of the Lord has come. Mighty God, and to comfort all who mourn, to care for the needs of all who warriors. Come on, rise and stand upon your feet. Prayer warriors. People that labor on the altar of God. People that cry out to God. Your comfort has come. Oh, somebody bless God. Come on, come. I said, all prayer warriors, stand. If you're listening to me and you're a prayer warrior, stand up. If you're in a position where you can't stand, then stand up in your heart. Listen, listen, listen. Give them banquets of roses instead of ashes. Say, baby, give me a little bit more time. I'm going to wash this ash off. And I'm going to be taking me a bath. Come on, said, I'm going to be taking a bath. Full of red rose petals. Oh, Lord God. And then I'm going to get dressed. Come on, come on. Come on, tell your neighbor. And then I'm going to get dressed. And I'm going to be showing up to the banquet that the Lord has prepared for me. Somebody shout, this year. My God. Mighty God, messages of joy instead of news of doom. Hello? If I go anywhere this year and I hear any preacher preaching some doom messages, I'm going to be doing like this. That's not for me. Excuse me. Come, 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 come. Shout, this is the year of the Lord. The acceptable year of the Lord. A praising heart instead of a downcast spirit. Said, put away the sadness. The great Bob Marley says, every little thing is going to be all right. He said, don't worry about a thing, because every little thing is going to be all right.
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743. Again, that's 561-429-5743. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter, and visit the website at godintheraw.org.
Thank you for following along with Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gail Paird. We do hope that you were truly blessed.